平安
Peace to you all.
我想这个故事咱拢真熟。
I think we are all very familiar with this story.
今仔咱是父亲节。
Today is Father's Day.
所以这个故事咱要为老爸角度啊，搁一届来思想。
Today, so we're going to think about this story from the father's perspective again.
我想过去大部分的人读这段圣经是对这个第二件的角度来咧看这个故事。
Many times that we read the story from the younger son's perspective.
所以咱定个这个号一个名叫做《浪子回头》。
That's why this story is often called the story of the prodigal son.
啊，当时你若最个看的是《叫路加福音》十五章，是这个背景，即耶稣讲三个譬如的背景，是这个抽象的甲罪人，甲耶稣咧做阵的是法利赛人甲文书底下咧议论。讲这个人接待罪人，佮甲因做伙食饭，是这个背景下面耶稣在讲这个故事。
And if we look at in the look into the scripture, the same chapter has a parable of the lost sheep and
lost money
and the lost money. And then he continued with this story.
Yeah. 所以迄个背景是，即个宗教人士咧批评耶稣未晓。洁身之外，不要讲啊！跟遐个人，迄无好个人，你得按个跟人难做伙。耶稣讲这个故事。
At that time, the
Pharisees,
the Pharisees were criticizing Jesus that he didn't know how to deal with the lowly people.
所以耶稣讲这个故事，我想伊个重点应该是迄个大囝。
So actually, the focus of this of the story should be on the older son.
啊！不过大囝，这个故事伫后边才讲到，头前无啥讲到伊啥物做啥物代志，甲上尾啊才讲伊的不满。
But the older son didn't appear in this story until the very end when he showed his displeasure.
我前个读这个故事的时候，我听是讲，啊，迄、那个大囝唔知有入去无
？And we often think about at the end of the story, did the older son ever go into the party and celebrate?
这是一个好的故事，就是讲有留一个问题在后边，让你自己去下结论。
This story has an open end, so you can write your own conclusion.
啊，照咱头拄啊，这个青年甲咱演的是，迄个大囝无入去，迄个大囝伫外口。
According to the drama we just saw, the older son did not go in; he still stayed outside.
总是耶稣是伊讲的故事，讲啊，迄老爸甲大囝囥了，啊，伊故事就了，伊就无讲。
In the story, that Jesus just tell the older son what to do, but he didn't. Then the story ends there.
我想耶稣是咧甲这些法利赛人发出一个邀请，唔忙因家己会当做这个决定。
At that time, actually, Jesus was trying to tell the Pharisees, you can make a decision now what you want to do.
啊，今仔日咱若去转来看这个故事，为老爸角度，你要改号什么名
？Now, what can we give the title to the story if we were to look at the story from the father's perspective.
我开始用哪位大囝的角度，我要甲号一个名，叫做 Q 处理。
If from the older son's perspective, we can name this story as How can you do this?
为大囝的角度来看，这老爸至少有三项代志做唔对。
From the older son's perspective, there's three things that went wrong.
而且第一个唔对，迄个某你已经有甲讲啊。讲，迄、那个哦，迄、那个你钱给伊啊，包死的吼，伊套你就给伊，干嘛呢？做老爸干嘛呢？做的。
First one, the first thing that went wrong, the wife already told the husband, "How could you give that son the money? He's not gonna get it right."
第二个唔对，就是讲，伊上凄惨的是，你无去甲帮忙；伊上需要你帮忙的是，你给伊甲弟弟啊咧，弟啊咧食物件吼。迄阵啊，伊是上需要你的时阵，迄阵你哪会无去甲倒下手，无去甲伊帮忙？
The second mistake is when he needs you the most, when he was trying to survive among the field, you did not help him.
第三个唔对，就是讲，伊安尼遮凄惨回来的时，你连一句话该解释都无。
The third mistake is when he finally came home, you did not even rebuke him or even show him any displeasure, discontent at all.
至少唔系讲 I told you so，
你至少唔系讲我再甲你讲啊吼。
即、這个老爸一句甲伊讲你是安那安尼，还是讲你安尼唔对，拢无讲。敢有老爸敢安尼做
？Does any father act like this way？ after the son came home from many wrongdoing, you didn't even teach him one thing.
所以我想要有一个名叫做 The Scandal of Grace。
所以我其实迄个题目会当讲，这是一个恩惠的一个
scandal。
scandal 哈，写上。
臭名吼。基督教咧讲这个恩典，是足侪人听了会感觉讲岂有此理啦。较有迄个代志，较会使安尼做。
Sometimes the grace that's mentioned in the Christian annality context can be very unreasonable to many people.
我伫遮咱的大纲遐，我有讲三种白疼吼。第一个我甲讲放手的疼，第二个我讲揪手的疼，第三个我讲伸手的疼。
In the outline, there's three kinds of fatherly love. One is to let go, one is to let learn, the other one is to let return.
我想他都话，因咧演剧嘅时，因咧讲话中间有小可甲第一种嘅听，也有小可讲出来。
In the drama, we saw more or less the first type of love.
就是讲，这是大人嘅，早晚爱放这只手。
As a parent, sooner or later, you got to let go your hands.
咱嘅囝儿早晚爱家己决定，伊要做啥物代志，伊要安怎，伊爱做这个决定。
Sooner or later, your children should decide what they want to do.
当时耶稣在讲这个故事的时候，讲这个第二个跟老爸讲，老爸，你把家业给我，伊的老爸就甲给伊。这两个中间，咱讲足侪物件无讲啊。
In the story, it just simply said, "Please give me my share of the estate," and the father gave it to him. So there's probably something missing that didn't mention in the scripture.
咱就爱知影讲，迄个第二个讨钱的是几岁？
Would like to know how old was a younger son at that time?
伊敢捌上班过？伊敢捌处理过钱
？Did he ever have a job at all? Did he ever earn any money before?
这个老爸敢有先甲伊讲，讲钱都爱注意，安那，唔知有拢交代好才互伊去，还是伊偷就互伊
？Did the father mention anything what to do with the money, how to manage it at all? Did he say anything before he leaves?
圣经无讲。
The Bible didn't mention this part.
有可能咱会用这个理由讲，做老爸不应该把这个钱给囝儿。
Because of that, we might say the father shouldn't give the money to the younger son.
当时咱他都在青年的演剧的时讲，迄、那个囝主要的理由是讲，我要找我家己 ，I want to find myself， 我要找我家己。
As we saw in the drama, the younger son keeps saying, "I want to find myself."
我要自己去社会去试看卖。
Yeah, I want to be on my own in a society.
那在迄个情形里面，做老爸、做是大人的要安那
？What would the father do in that situation?
我相信咱中间足侪在做吼，拢你的囝儿差不多到 teenager， 他当然就讲这 teenager 的问题吼，这是一个做是大人头壳疼的问题。
I'm sure for the parents, if your children are near the teenager.Period. This is a big headache for you.
伊要爱车的钥匙，你要给伊无
？Would you give him the car key if he asked for it?
伊要爱厝的钥匙，你要给伊无
？Would you give it to him if he asked for the key of the house?
早晚爱给伊嘛，敢毋是？问题是什么时阵、什么情形，你决定要甲这个交给伊，给伊家己来决定，当时要开车，安那开车
？Sooner or later, he should have the car key. He should have the house, key to the house. But when?To do it, that's the question.
有的是大人较安心，看囝儿就驾照考过，就予伊有这个权利会当开车。
Some parents are very comfortable giving the key, car key to the children once they have the license.
总是有的是大人，虽然你考的 license， 要无法度放心，因为有可能出去会出车的，所以要唔好开车。虽然你有摕到 license。那要开，就爱是当坐伫边啊，爱有迄个 basic driver 底下，你才当开车，要唔可以开车。
But due to many concerns with the safety or the confidence in the children's driving techniques, you still want to sit in the back seat or right next to the children.
我知影这是一个做事大人足无容易的决定。
I know this is a very hard decision for the parents to make.
总是无论你偌无放心，无论你偌哩细腻吼。你总是有一天，你要决定讲好，爱回家开车，安尼讲对不？
Actually, just 一定有一天会到的。 One day sometime that day will come. One day it will come when the children has to have his own key.
所以，那总讲囝儿，伊感觉伊应该会当家己来做决定，总是许大人感觉夭未。当这个两个人的感觉有一个距离的时，迄段时间是许大人甲囝儿上艰苦的时间。During
the time that the children think they are ready to have their car key by themselves, and the time when the parents think this children is ready to have their own, that's the hardest period in the family time.
所以我讲第一种做事大人的痛，这个痛我要讲用迄个 painful love， 真艰苦的痛，就是讲当你的囝儿在大汉的时，你什么物件当时要放手，这个决定无简单做。
It's one of the hardest decisions to know when to let your hand go.
因为你一个放，有可能你囝儿的代志发生，就像这个故事，那个囝儿真正无好好去处理你给伊的物件，真正把你讨债，还是讲车马上把你弄歹去，我唔知恁两个偌济人。
Sometimes that's such a wrong decision, because your worst nightmare sometimes can come true, like if something do happen to your children.
我家己的囝吼开始开车的时，我有一个小小的经验甲恁分享。
I can share a story to my own older son.
我想我第一个爱认罪，就是讲我唔是一个好的示范的驾驶者。
Oh, my first confession is that I'm actually not the best driver myself.
我叫做托夫亚牧师啦。
Well, I'm kind of like a wild pastor.
还了未歹。我是袂讲抢钱哦，总是我塞车会讲抢头前啊咧，我开车足紧。
I might not rob a bank, but. Yeah, I might not rob a bank, but I do cut people's cut off people on the freeway all the time.
我急性，所以我遐个囝吼，就细汉啊吼，就直直看我安那开车，就学起来啊。
So my son, growing up, seeing me do that all the time, and they learned it.
Yeah, 咱嘴甲伊讲，开车就爱保持距离，安那安那，你甲讲是正代，总是伊是看你安那开，伊学的是看你安那开安那，伊学起来。
It's one thing to tell them you should keep distance with a car in front of you, but when they see you do it, that's what they learn.
所以，特别讲那个第二个开始要开车的时候，哦，我们就足烦恼啊。Especially
my second son.
啊，唔知当时要开啊呢。When
he start to learn the driving school, we are very concerned.
讲啊，甲讲，总是到尾啊，伊就开始家己要开车，迄个时间到啊，吼，讲伊家己要开车。因为我有一个大汉的，啊，这大汉的较好势，所以我就照伊安尼，我家规定讲，你若开始开袂当载人，半年了啦，拢无代志的时，载当载教会人，啊，佮半年了载当载，再唔是教会人，阮有家己安尼分担互伊负责安尼啦，吼。
Yeah, yeah. With our older son, he is pretty good, so he does keep schedule. The first 6 months, he can only ride the people in the church, and then after 6 months. Then you can write people who is not in the church, and he did follow that.
So he got out there,
Now the second one is expecting the same schedule now. For 6 months, do so and so. The next 6 months, do so and so. But the second son, we are not as confident. We are more worried.
总是你要安那，你到时敢要给伊，还是要甲讲袂使？因为你比恁遐哥较安那，所以你都爱去偌久安那？是要安那做啊？还是讲你要冒险？啊，怎安尼给伊？这个阮足挣扎，唔知要安那做较好。
Yeah, but you're supposed to treat him fairly with the same by keeping the same schedule, or you do differently, and that was a big headache for us.
啊，到尾阮做一个足奇怪的祈祷，给恁做参考。
Now, at that time, we made a very strange prayer, and you can have that as a reference. That prayer goes like this: Dear God, our second son is about to drive. You know what? Actually, let him give him an accident, but not too severe. so he can get a lesson.
上帝真听话，马上伊就开无偌久就去。伊要签一点的时候，无注意看吼，人伫边啊，就共揢着，就真正去上法庭。
So what happened is, before you know it, soon after he started driving, he scratched the car beside him, got a little fender bender, and then he had to go to the court.
啊，迄改了吼，哦，伊开车足乖，一直到即嘛。
From then on, he drives so safely until now.
比迄个大个佫较乖。
Yeah.He's now actually a better driver than the older son now.
我咧讲，唔是讲我咧就绝对对，不过我是要爱咱大家做伙去想讲，咱做是大人，甲咱的囝儿，伊要大汉，啊，咱要交代，迄、那个艰苦，迄、那个中间的挣扎，甲这个故事最有关的，就是讲，伊老爸可能知影讲这个囝有可能会做唔对，总是甲时间到的时，但要安怎？啊，真正做唔对的时，啊，你要安怎
？I'm not saying that we should all do this kind of prayer, but.This is a struggle during that time when it's time for him to let go, do you want to do the same thing?
一般来讲，那伫是大人完全控制下面，囝儿学到的，是一个理论的物件尔。总是那是伊家己去经过的失败甲错误，伊个学到的定拢都定伫内底，伊就真正学到迄个功课啊。
Most of the time, if the parents has total control, the thing that they learn.Under that is mostly just a matter of the theory, okay, of how things should go. But if the children learn the things through trial and error, then he really can learn it himself.
这叫做放手的听，是足欢乐啊，总是要放啊，替因祈祷啊，唔忙，因会当学到人生宝贵的功课。
This is the let go kind of love. It's a tough one, but.This is the thing that they need to learn sometimes.
第二个，咱较无了解就是讲，当这个囝足凄惨，底下甲低淡仔咧抢食的时，这个老爸那无该帮忙。
The second thing is, how come the father did not rescue this son when he was struggling?
所以我甲这叫做求手的疼，这个手怎啊求断？求手的疼。
This is almost like withdrawing your hand and then just let the children learn, let learn type of love.
这是要让孩子学习一个很不容易学习的功课，就是说你练习做决定，你就要练习去承担你的决定所可能带来的后果，我们叫做 responsibility， 这个责任的学习。
This is the essence of the teaching of responsibility. You let the children learn what the consequences of their action is and their decision is.
在教育的理论里面，我们教孩子普通来说有三种教法。
There are three basic teaching theories.
第一种就是说用自己处罚自己 teach by punishment.
First one is teaching by punishment.
就是说是大人他如果做不对就自己打自己骂自己让他艰苦自己说后来不要这样做不对，这是第一种教法。
This wayThe children are punished if they do something wrong, and the next time, hopefully, they will learn.
第二种是叫做 learn by logical consequence.
第二种是用这个逻辑的方法来改革。
诶，意思就是讲，是大人甲囝儿先有讲一个，你若安怎做，啊，就有啥物物件；你若无安怎做，就无啥物物件。所以，当囝儿若无安怎做的时，你家讲无迄个物件，伊就无。这个是代志还未发生的时候，大家都讲好有了解，这叫做 logical， 就是讲 OK， 跟你讲好了，那安怎？甚至咱个囝儿参详，啊，当然参详了的是，囝儿有自由，会当决定要做唔做。总是若伊若做，啊，就有啥物会；啊，若无做，啊，就无啥物会。这个物件就照安尼做的是，囝儿学到是伊家己决定，啊，所以伊就接受迄个后果，这叫做 logical consequence。
This method is followed by a logical consequence.What you do is you lay out the plan real clearly. If you do this, you will get this. If you don't do this, you won't get that. And the children will get what they choose.
第三种叫做 teach by natural consequence.
The third type is 这种自然效果。
记者像咱咧细细汉囝要学食饭的时候，有当啊老母足可怜吼。囝头定伫哩走，啊老母捧一碗饭，一摆伫哩走，伫哩溜，伫哩溜，啊溜到尾啊，囝走出去，啊老母跋一刀，啊饭当个跪涂骹，啊囝咧笑，老母咧哭，安尼。
Now we can see, sometimes with the younger kids, the children didn't want to eat their meal, loving parents would just chase the kids all over the house, and then when they stumble, the kids are laughing, but the parents are
crying.
But amazingly, God has set like a clock in our body. If you don't eat for certain hours, maybe a couple hours, then you will feel hungry.
So now, 有这款物件吼，你要教足好教，你就是甲伊讲，我几点食饭，啊几点你若无食饭，啊阮食饱，阮就收收起来吼。啊，后摆食饭是四点钟以后吼，八点食早顿吼，十二点是中昼顿，爱十点开始艰苦啊。啊，你也免甲拍，也免甲伊讲，安那，你若食到安那，拢免甲讲，甲讲哦，咱会再。八点食早顿，啊，中昼十二点食中昼顿吼，这是咱厝里的食饭的时间。啊，你都爱食，啊，无你会枵哦吼。啊，伊都唔食，就是走。今麦到十点开始会枵，你拢唔免做啥物代志，伊家己的胃会甲伊讲。
This is one thing you can try. You set the hours of the meals set. 8 o'clock for breakfast, 12 o'clock for lunch. If they don't want to eat during the breakfast hours for certain time, around 10 o'clock, the kids will automatically feel hungry.At that time,
当迄阵来开始就要要食咯。哦，冰箱要开啥？迄阵啊，你都要注意，就是十二点以前 no food， 无物件。十二点才有物件。听讲迄只有效，几摆啊了吼，伊一定乖乖，时间到一定食。
When the kids start to feel hungry, a couple hours after the scheduled meal, at that time they gonna start looking for the snacks. At that time, you set your rule straight, no snacks. And then a couple experiences like this.Most of the time, the children will learn.
Ah, you 唔免介怕歹关系，啊，你也唔免特别艰苦心，唔食，啊，你做你嘅代志，唔免做到要害去。
You don't have to waste your energy. You don't have to waste your time. If they don't want to eat, just let them be hungry.
在这个故事里面，这个老爸，和迄个囝儿，甲钱摕去挥泪了，伊就用这个方法，和迄个囝儿去承受，伊安尼决定开钱带来，就是无通食，迄个艰苦。迄、那个干枵枵到尾啊，伊才醒悟起来，有无？伊是枵到醒起来，讲我要当只枵死啊！阮老爸对工人遐尼好，我当只饲遐只低只六仙尔吼，所以讲我要转去。迄个是伊家己叫伊为家己教一个足宝贵的功课。
Now this is a story. This is the lesson the father was teaching the son. The way he squandered his money, the way he becomes totally in need.That's the time the father wants the children to learn that this is the consequences. And when he is really hungry and didn't have any food, that's the time that the children, that the father was hopefully was teaching the son, and the son is getting the lesson.
第三种的痛，我叫做春秋的痛。当这个囝儿足落魄，即马决定要回来的时，这老爸拢无改驾驶，也无安那，伊就甲揽起来了。你注意看圣经，这个囝儿，跟老爸讲啊，足歹势，我哪，这个、老爸是咧甲老伯讲，较紧去抬牛啊，较紧去种啥吼，啊，甲揽起来，甲伊斟，完全就甲伊接受。
The third love, the father extends his arm and waiting for the children's return. He did not let the children finish what he was gonna say. He started the celebrating right away.
我定定要想一个问题，这个、老爸伫囝儿离开以前。伊伫厝里的表现，对囝儿、对其他人的表现，一定有啥物特色？特色甲即个囝儿伫外口要枵死的时，伊会想讲要转去。唔知你有考虑这点无？伊有把握讲，伊转去的时，伊的老爸会接受伊。即、這个痛无简单。当囝儿要离开咱以前，你敢有法度甲你的囝儿建立即、這个伊对你有迄个信心？你无论做偌唔对，只要你若转去，你若决定要转去，老爸会无定甲甲你收转来。
Notice the confidence of these children. He knows for sure if he goes home, his father would treat him fairly, lovingly. This is the kind of love that the father is showing.
So, 我在这要安尼讲，讲这个故事，那对父亲节，对咱做事大人来讲，有三个咱爱学习的无简单的功课。
On the Father's Day, there are three difficult lessons in this story that we can learn.
第一个就是咱安那尊重咱的囝儿，要要求家己做决定的事，我叫做尊重伊的自主。咱安那学习这个功课，伊偌大汉，什么情形下面，咱要开始家尊重，和咱的囝儿家己做决定。这第一个不简单学的功课。
The first lesson for the parents to learn is when do we know how to respect the decision of the children? When do we let them learn?
第二，当你的囝儿开始做决定的时候，你爱顺续和伊学习，伊爱为伊的决定爱负起责任，伊爱承担迄个决定的后果。你唔好伊做唔对啊，你较紧去家收尾，较紧家收尾。安尼，你的囝儿永远未晓学着讲，伊若要做决定，伊就爱负责任。这个功课，我咧爱好伊学着。
Secondly, we gotta let the children learn the responsibility, and we gotta let them handle and let them handle and then go through the consequence of their decision. That's how they learn, also.
第三，当伊做唔对的决定，总是伊决定要回头的时，你爱给伊有一个机会。倘若佫倒来重新来过，会当予伊佫一遍的机会，这是第三种下面的听。
The third one is the forgiveness type of love. When the children decide to come back, do you have your open arms and loving arm?
所以，那种用动词来讲，第一个就是予伊，国语讲做让他，予伊有一个做决定的空间。
First one is to give some space, let the children decide.
第二。当伊做唔对的决定的时候，你爱等伊，等伊有一个会当家己反省的空间。
When he makes mistakes, you gotta give him a little bit space for let him go through the consequence.
第三，当伊反省了，伊决定要回头的时候，你爱家己揽起来，让伊有迄个回转的空间。
When actually, when he repents and wants to come back, you gotta forgive him and then give him the space to return.
这都是上帝跟世间人的关系。
This is the way our relationship with Heavenly Father also.
在创世纪第二章，上帝创造亚当的时，创一丛树啊，跟亚当讲唔好食。了后，就亚当绝对的自由，会当决定要食唔食，那是第一种听。和亚当爱家己练习做决定。
In Genesis chapter 2, we see God created this tree for the Adam.To enjoy, but he also set some rules, and he give Adam total freedom to decide what he wants to do.
第二，当亚当食做唔对的时，上帝讲你爱为着这个负责任，你袂使甲这个杀过恁某，袂使杀过别人，你爱负责任。所以底下啊，上帝爱亚当讲，你就爱劳苦，你就爱安怎，好，我嘛爱负责任，爱人爱开始负学这个负责任的决定，就 learn responsibility 这上帝，我咱爱人去学习。
And secondly, God let Adam choose and actually go through his the consequence of his mistakes. He did not cover up his mistakes, and he wants Adam and Eve to suffer their own consequences, their own decision.
总是第三，在圣经里面讲，当人家己用家己的方法要解决家己的困难，总是有困难的时，用树叶啊，要食辛苦的时，上帝底下抬一只羊，将迄个皮。看人的身躯，底下上帝已经开始做一个机会。那人要回头，上帝要替人处理这个问题。这就是基督教福音的中心。咱讲下面的听，这是第三个。
And thirdly, we see how God let the when the Adam and Eve try to cover up their mistakes with leaves in Genesis, how God actually would kill the lamb and then.Cover them up with the skin, and there they can be loved and forgive again.
那我想，我足期待，咱在座不管你是基督徒唔是基督徒，咱对今仔日这个故事，咱会要学习这三个无简单的听。
Whether you are Christian or non-Christian, unbeliever, we can all learn from those three type of love.
啊，那你要唔是基督徒？我更加期待你有机会，你会来咱台湾人的教会，底下更加侪来认识这个上帝这三种听，对咱来讲是有甚么款的帮助。
If you're not a believer yet, hopefully you can come to the Taiwanese church and then see how this type of love can help us.
咱今仔日咱有三间教会伫遮联合伫遮礼拜吼。
Today we have three churches joined together.
在你的顺序单后面，我们有把三间教会的这个所在时间、聚会时间都写在这里，希望我们大家照你自己就近方便你经一间教会，我很希望我们对这个上帝这三种听，我们能有更深的了解和学习。
At the back of the bulletin, we have the address and phone numbers of all three churches around Chicago area. We invite you to join one of the churches that's closer or convenient for you, and we can all learn this Heavenly Father's love.
过去阮神，阮精神医生吼，神学家咧看这个人的信仰，咱特别基督教的信仰，讲上帝是天父。每一个人对天父了解拢无相，迄是根据咱细汉咱家己的老爸。是甚物款型的？咱大汉起来，咱也变基督徒。咱的上帝的迄个形，就足成咱家己的老爸迄个形。
According to the psychology point of view on the religion, a lot of time how you view your heavenly father has a lot to do with how you interact and your relationship with your earthly father.
恁老爸那是较像迄个包青天的吼，以后你变基督徒的是上帝就敢那发光咧安尼。
If your father is a very, very judgmental father, and you will see God as like a judge.
啊，恁老爸呐是普通时拢无咧插你吼，干那拢上班尔吼。以后你做基督徒了，迄上帝就是天高皇帝远啊，拢无咧插你。
If your father is so busy with his business and never really was part of your life, you will see Heavenly Father as someone who is very far.
我咧想讲，咱美国迄个开始建国，迄个写独立宣言，迄个 Jefferson 吼，伊有这个关上帝，足红足红足红。我想因老爸可能普通话足无用。
The person who Thomas Jefferson, the person who wrote the Declaration of Independence, I guess his father is probably very far away from him when he was growing up. The way he wrote the Declaration of Independence.
伊的信仰上帝是阮叫做 Deism， 就是讲是足红足红的上帝。
In his belief, the God is a very distant God.
啊，所以我想讲，咱在做咱家讲基督徒，啊，你的囝儿咧大汉，咱足唔忙伊将来有一个真好的信仰，你都爱记哩。你安那做老爸，将来恁囝甲上帝的关系会互你影响啊。
The way we act in front of children as a father has a lot to do with how his belief.Will form in the future and how he react with Heavenly Father.
所以我望今日的故事，教每一个做事大人的，怎样安那来处理这三种痛。
Hopefully through today we can learn a little bit how to handle those three types of love.
这是上帝对咱的痛。
This is the Heavenly Father for the love of the Heavenly Father for us.
咱若安尼对咱的囝儿，将来咱的囝儿跟上帝的关系，就是有这款这么水的关系。
If we treat our children like this, someday your children will do the same thing and will interact the same way with His Heavenly Father also. Let us pray together.
感谢主耶稣。
Thank you, Jesus.
你将这个故事留给我们。
You give this story to us.
虽然这个是一个真实的故事，总是我们若搁一届倒转来看的时，我们会当搁底下有好的学习。
Even though this is a very familiar story for most of us, but once we go back to read it again, sometimes we still can learn a lot from it.
求你帮助阮在做做事大人的，阮会晓学习这个放手的疼。
Help us to learn the let go type of love among the parents today.
有当下我嘛爱学习这个求手的疼，这个原来无简单。
Sometimes we have to let the children learn also. This is even harder.
总是予阮足大的伤害甲艰苦了，阮的囝儿若要回来，予阮会晓学习这个下面该揽起来这款的疼。
But however, after the painful experience, if the children want to come back, let us have the forgiving type of love also.
将这个稳定心思予阮。
Please grant us this grace.
我们来祈祷奉耶稣的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
咱站起来吟五花形的诗歌。